Okay. Vaydezara Samach Gimel has the memra of Amir al Gvayr Kemisir Lahedyit, which is a rather famous Maimer Chazal that appears in two of the Yeshivish Masechtas. And I want to mention in the copies I neglected to underline the Ran on the second and third line, who says Amir al Gvayr Kemisir Lahedyit applies to Tzedakah as well. It's not only Hegdish. I'd like to present to you the shayla I want to get to, which is a very negel halacha shayla, and then work my way from the Gemara to the shayla. The shayla came up by me many years ago when my father, Olav Shalom, before his patira, he was zaycha that right before his patira he was aware that what's about to happen, and was able to bench all his grandchildren with a bracha with two hands and called his rav to say goodbye. And then he sent everyone out and spoke to me a few things that he wanted. And one of the things he told me was to give tzedakah to this place, that place, and a third place. And kemuvan, there was a significant amount of tzedakah. So, which I naturally I did, whatever he told me. The shaila is, who gave the tzedakah? Did my father give the tzedakah? Or did I give the tzedakah? Nafkamina is, if I gave the tzedakah, I could count it on my Maisa money. It didn't really cost me anything, in a sense, because I'm the one giving it. Or, my father, by telling me to give it, was that itself a haknah somehow of tzedakah that it's cool that my father gave it. That's the nidain that I have, and it's a nidain that's negeya. All the time, people write a tzavah, and in the tzavah, they write to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah. And there, too, the tzavah itself is not a kinyan shtar, it's just a tzavah, it's telling them what to do. Alright, there's an idea that divrei shliv meira has kiksuvan u'masurin dami, it's true. It depends on the circumstances of the Divrei Shchiv Meira. The Shchiv Meira wants to do the Kinyan now, he doesn't have to do a Kinyan, his words are the Kinyan. But if he tells someone to do it, the question is whether that's actually a Kinyan. It's highly debatable. What? No, after he died. I didn't have that kind of money to give before he died. What? Ayarshin did, unless his words were already a Kenyan, then Ayarshin something that belonged to someone else. So that's the question. If his words created some type of Kenyan to Hegdish, then, or to Tzedakah, then what I got was somebody else's. I didn't really get it. Well, we don't paskin. We paskin. The Gemara says mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. We paskin a tosfos. That's only if the money is in the hand of a shalish, and you tell the shalish what to do with it. The mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. And it's nice to keep divrei ameis, and as your father is kibbutz av. But as far as mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis being a moministic achiyev, we paskin it's not. It's only if the money is in a third. If somebody has money by a shaymer. And he tells the Shaymer, give it to this place after I die, then we pass in this little candor.
The bank is the same thing?
A bank, if you instruct the bank, it's the same thing.
No, he's telling you the money.
No, that's not. It's kind of the if you tell the Shalish. If there's a beneficiary form that's filled out, and the money is in a third, is in a bank or an institution, then we pass in this little candor very amazed, and it's a binding thing. He wasn't in a position to give. He was in a hospital bed. There's a certain amount of money people, when people leave a tzava, they give a certain amount. It's not what they give every year. Stamazai. You know what I mean? That's the nature. People at tzava, they money to stuff. You're saying it was his intention. So, I don't know. I don't know how to know what the intention was. Probably depends on maybe on how he said it, which I can't today tell you exactly. But I want to tell you what the lumdus is and where it comes up here, and obviously it's more than I can tell you in 10 minutes, but I'd like, Adarabba, in 10 minutes I could do the Shrei Rashi Aparakim. The din of Amir al-Gvaya to Mesir al-Hedyit. The yeshiva shechakira on amiru legvayra kemesiru lehedyon. And this expression, which again the Ran says applies to tzedakah as well, is a chakira. If amiru legvayra kemesiru lehedyon is a kinyan or a neder. In other words, there's a tzad to say that amiru legvayra kemesiru lehedyon means kemesiru, it's like given to the hedyon. If I say this belongs to Hegdish, then it's chal, it's a kinyan. Amir Levi is a kinyan, kemesir lehedyot. That's how push the words. And then it becomes shel Hegdish. Amir Levi, kemesir lehedyot. Maybe that's even the push the taj. Or if we say Amir Levi is a promise to give it to Hegdish. It's like a neder to give it to Hegdish. But there's no chalois kinyan bishas mais. Obviously, that would be the nafkamina. If when a person says, I want this to go to tzedakah, it's a kinyan. So then the Irish is not giving it. I mean, the Irish is handing it, but he's not giving it. But if it's a neder, then it's a neder. A person makes a neder and dies. He can't keep it once he's not alive. So when the child does it, the child is doing it. That's the nidain. Now, in the Birchas Avram on Kiddush and Chav Ches, he has a shtickle tire on this chakir. So the question is, why is there neder anyway? Because he didn't say b'loshen neder. Lamaisa, if he would say b'loshen neder, b'loshen shavua, then you don't need, and even if he says to give it to Reuven. I'm going to... Right. So nidre mitzvah, a neder is b'loshen neder. Nidre mitzvah achal. Because nidre achal is amir al gvayim misir lahedyot saying that nidre mitzvah achal, that this is nidre mitzvah achal, or we would have a lashon neder, or not? That's the question. I think that's the issue. If the Gemara is telling us that there's a halacha that nidre mitzvah achal, where does the Gemara say that? It says amir al gvayim misir lahedyot. The concept is in this memory in the Gemara. You know, somebody else neder can be mechayev me. That's kibirav maybe, but that's not a mamonis the kachir. What? Maybe not. Maybe it can be mishana then. And that's really the nidain. It's really the be'etzem is the gemara zibayi. The gemara is a shaila by estan zayna. If someone gave an animal to a zayna for maisis nus. And before the Maisis Nus, she actually gave it to Hegdish, then there's no Chal Din Esna. Gemara Shaila is if she said this should be Shel Hegdish before the Maisis Nus, whether that itself is Mafkia, the Esnan Zayna. That's the Gemara Shaila, which Be'etzem sounds like this Shaila. And I think in Birchas Avraham he says it's totally in it. In the Maftechis he says that he writes about it here. I couldn't find it. But I think he says that this is the Gemara, and it sounds like that's the Gemara Shaila, the Pashtus. There's another nafkamina. If someone says, I'm going to give money to Stucka Pliny, he says, Amira. He doesn't die, he's alive. He says, I'm going to give it to Stucka Pliny. And then he wants to change it to another similar tzedakah. Normally, Mishanim is Stucka Lestucka. You could change things to a similar tzedakah. But if you hold it to Kenyan, then you can't change it anymore. If you said, I'm giving it to Tzedakah Pliny or to Yeshiva Pliny, so if it's a Kenyan, you can't change it anymore. If it's a promise, so a promise you could change to a similar Tzedakah. Not enough to mean. Here in the Das Torah, at the end of Simur Reish Nun Ches, the Ramah there brings first, in the third line in the copies, the Ran is Kedushin Chav Ches. The Ran says Amir Lagvaya works with Tzedakah. So if it's a Kinyan or a Neder, but it's Chal. Then the Ramah here brings an incredible Chumrah that even Machshava Tzedakah is Chal. Im Chishev Belibay Litain Ezed Avol Tzedakah Chayim L'Kayev L'Kayim Machshavtai. Now Machshava means a decision. It doesn't mean, some people think, maybe I'll give. But a machshava means he decides, he's giving money to tzedakah. The Ramah Shita is that machshava litzdakas chal. He brings the yeshayimim lahiti bepivein eklom. He brings the tshuva sarash. No, you have to say it, but then he says the ikka kesvara yishayna. Now it's a chiddush gadol that machshava is a machayev. Chal yetim bepiv yasa v'fichas utzdaka. It's a chiddush akadei kach. There are gedolei achrayim. There's some sefer who says it's a tosat fus, which I underlined on the page. Pesachei tshuva tries to find a way out of it. But lamaisa, the Rama says it. The Rama says machshava is machayev tzedaka. Now, obviously, if machshava is machayev tzedaka, then amira must be more than a machayev. It's a kasha. If machshava is machayev, so how could amira only be a neder? So it's a difficulty in the lamdis. The Rama means to bavard. If you look in the lashon of Rama, he says, "Im chisha b'libe liten letzdaka chayiv l'kayim hashatei ein tzorach amira eladim omer mechayiv inoise l'kayim." Funny enough, Kamina, if Bezdin forces him, Amira they force him, Achshava not. Be that as it may. The bottom here, he brings a machlaikis, if someone left a will, Mamisha Avashayla, in Kosav Tzava, Ein Yosha Mechuyavin Lekayim. He brings for Chubas Rach Galanti, quoted in Nachashiva, that if a man leaves a will, give tzedakah, you don't have to do it. Al-Tzkibarav, you have to do it, but Al-Tzdina Mominis, you don't have to do it. Al-Tzdina Yeridei, you don't have to do it. But Mela, if you do it, it's your Maisa Cheshbon. That's the sheet of the Sirach Galanti. Then he brings the Shvus Yaakov, who argues. The Shvus Yaakov disagrees, and one of his kashas is, if b'machshava it's chal, so it's certainly chal b'ksiva. That's one of his kashas, that a will should be no less than machshava. Later on the second side here, on the second column, the third column, I underlined a shach, again, who talks about machshava. It's interesting shach. The Rama says, if someone means to say, I'm giving this thing to tzedakah, and he stumbles in his language. So he means to give, he owns a house in Florida, he says, I'm giving it to tzedakah. I'm giving it to a yeshiva. But he stumbles when he says it. Instead of saying Florida, he says Houston or something, right? He says a different city. So Rama says, neither one is chal. The second city, he didn't mean to say. He stumbled, it's nothing. The one he meant to say, he didn't say. Also nothing. So that's what the Rama says. So the kasha is, if machshava works, what's the difference? Machshava works, what's the difference? And this is the difficulty in this inyan. The question is, if he writes a will, why is it worse than machshava? So I want to share with you a teretz, a Turi Evan, which is quoted, the Hartzi as a tshuva on this, he quotes a Turi Evan. Hartzi is tshuva reish. The Turi Evan says an interesting thing. He says, if you mean to give tzedakah b'machshava, the chayev is chal. But if you mean to give tzedakah with dibur, then it's not chal b'machshava. In other words, if b'machshava you make a decision, it's chal, a chayev. But if you mean to do it with writing it, or you mean to do it with saying it, it's not chal. You know, it reminds me of a very famous Reb Baruch Ber in the beginning of Kedushin. Rabbi Baruch Ber says, sometimes you have a chasna, you have a chuppah, and the Edom didn't hear the harayat. They didn't hear the harayat, and the chasna mumbles it, he says it, the Edom are further away, and they didn't hear harayat mukudeshously. So what do you do in such a case? That was by such a chasna, and the Edom told Rav Palm, they're dancing on the way down, they say, no, we didn't hear the harayat. What do you do if you didn't hear the harayat? So pashtus should be marked. What's the other side? Yeah. What?
There were other people there.
Okay, we call that asukim b'asinian. Was that what you're saying? You don't need hariyat. You don't need sehariyat. Asukim b'asinian, if it's obvious what they mean, she's walking down in a white gown with two people with candles, obviously she knows what's going to happen. So he takes out a ring here. We know what it means. So asukim b'asinian should be good. Well, Baruch Be there says b'shem Reb Chaim that a sukkah b'asinyan only works if you mean to get married with a sukkah b'asinyan. If you mean, if the chassan means, I'm not going to say anything, I'll do a sukkah b'asinyan, it's good. But if he means to do it with Amira, then it's only chal b'amira, it's not chal with a sukkah b'asinyan. In other words, he means to do it with Hariyat, so it only works with Hariyat. It doesn't work any other way. Rapam, in that case, made them do it again. I asked Rapam, you have to be choshish for every Rabbarach Be'er? So he said to me, no. But for every Rab Chaim. Rabbarach Be'er is calling Rab Chaim, he says, Rab Chaim will choshish. Every Rabbarach Be'er is finished, you have to be choshish. At Rab Bruce, I told this up to Rab Bruce from Beis HaTalmud, all the Shalom. He told me he was at a wedding. Rab Moshe was Masada. And the Edom said, we didn't hear the Hariyat. And they told Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said, it's okay. So Rav Bruce started to say the Rav Baruch Be'er. So I tell him what Rav Baruch Be'er says. Rav Moshe said, and I'm quoting Rav Bruce, he said, I know the Rav Baruch Be'er of a Yetzret min Lahalacha. That's what he said. So I finish Rav Baruch Be'er. Rav Disi Sar Baruch Be'er says, if you mean to do one, the other doesn't work. That's what the Turi Evan says here. If you mean to do a neder tzedakah with dibor, so it's not chal with machshava. If you mean to do a b'ksiva, it's not chal machshava. It's a big nafkamina. Sometimes they make an appeal in shul, and somebody's ready to pledge. He made a machshava. It's a machshava gemuri. He's trying to catch the gabbai. You know, he's ready to say $1,000, and he's catching the eye of the gabbai. It's his lucky day. The gabbai didn't catch his eye. Now pashtus, he has to give. The machshava, he was machlit to give it. According to Turiyev, it's not so. Because he meant to do it with Dibor. He meant to do it with Dibor. It didn't happen. Then it's not chal. So that would at least answer the difficulty of the Shach. When the person meant to say one Dibor, he stumbled. It's not chal. Why is it chal b'machshava? Or somebody writes a Tzavah. The Tzavah itself is not a Chiyuv. Why is it chal b'machshava? If you meant to do one thing, then it's not chal with the other thing. That would be sort of the answer on the machshava aspect. And it would explain at least the Ramah who holds that it's chal b'machshava. Of course, if the chiv is chal b'machshava, it makes a stronger case that the dibur should be a kinyan. Whether it's sol lahalacha, I'm not certain one way or the other. And that leaves us hanging a little bit with regard to my personal shayla with the chiyuv of ma'aser. So not ma'aser, this is totally, I guess, in this chakira. I want to wish everyone a ksivach simat tova. There will not be mishmar, at least not at our central location, next Leil Mishmar Thursday night, which is Rosh Hashanah, but certainly Erev Yom Kippur night, we hope to have everybody here and in Yitzhak Shem. Ksivach simat tova to everybody.